at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm visiting with Joe Rich. And first of all, before we go further, Joe, tell me what you do.
I'm the research leader of the Renewable Products Technology Group at the National Center for Agricultural Utilization Research in Peoria, Illinois. We're part of the USDA's in-house research arm, the Agricultural Research Service.
Well, here at this conference, you not only have presented here, but moderated a session on biopolymers. First of all, just tell us a little bit about, for people who don't know what even a biopolymer is, what are they? And then we can maybe talk about some of what you guys presented today.
Sure. It's a very wide-ranging group of materials. Everyone knows polymers. They just might not know that, that they know it in plastics and other types of clothing and things. A biopolymer, as opposed to one produced from petroleum, is something that's made from a renewable resource, be it something produced by a microorganism or something that's made by a plant. Plants are all biopolymer pretty much. And so what we talked about today in this very interesting session, I think, was different applications for different biopolymers and how they can be produced.
I just, before coming here, kind of coincidentally was looking for a backpack online and found one that's made out of a DuPont Cerone, I think,
sure.
Product. So that would be like an example of the use?
That would be an excellent example, and many people may have Cerone carpet in their homes. A lot of other products made from Cerone, which is propane, 1,3-propane diol, goes into a lot of different polymer applications. Things like lactic acid goes into a lot of different products. These are all things that are now made by from cornstarch glucose through a microorganism and come out the back end of the plant ready to go to different polymer formulators who are then turning them into the durable goods that you're getting.
Now, in your session, you had a couple of other folks presenting, including yours. What are just a couple takeaways either that you heard or you would like people to come away from here from your presentation?
Well, the thing that I would like them to hear is that there is a need for new materials. Brent Shanks from Iowa State, John Frost from Michigan State, and Gordon Selling also from ARS. I think all of us presented kind of new materials that are on the leading edge, that applications are not even all known, but will be developed for these types of materials because now you can produce them, hopefully at a lower cost, equal performance as to things that are already in the market.
And if I'm not mistaken, there are other benefits than just economic with these products, like, say, environmental.
Sure. Most of these products, like I presented, would be completely biodegradable. So many other types of plastics, you know, go into a landfill and stay there for a very, very long time. These natural microbial biopolymers should be quite biodegradable, quite readily biodegradable. So there are certainly environmental benefits. I think there's benefits to the consumer to get more choices in things that are made, but there's also benefits to the producers, not only the companies that are converting these materials into the consumer-facing product, but also to the producer, the corn farmer, the grain processors. Having additional products, I think, is extremely valuable, and it's what we call the biorefining industry needs to be able to grow to the heights that I think that the nation needs it to grow to supply fuels and meet a lot of the chemical needs. We need to do that, and I think, you know, Brent Shanks said it very well when he said, you know, we're going to do this on some very high value, lower volume kinds of products, and we're going to learn the engineering and the conversion technologies that we need that will then apply to the next scale.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for stopping with me here after your one of the first sessions taking place here at this Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.